Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something different, a recording I made, a joke, a story, and I call those things Wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I have two Wombats lined up tonight, so get ready. We're going to start off with a song. I played the Boxer by Simon & Garfunkel, I think last week, a week before. And now I'm going to play a different version. This is by Alison Krauss, Sean Colvin, and Jerry Douglas, The Boxer.
Just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
Thank you.
That was The Boxer by Alison Krauss, Sean Colvin, and Jerry Douglas. Next up is I Am a Pilgrim by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And they always have wonderful musicians, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And there's some harmonica work in here, too. So this is I Am a Pilgrim.
I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. And I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord. And it's not, good Lordy, and it's not, not made by hand. I've got a mother, a sister and a brother who have gone to that sweet home. And I'm determined to go and see them, good Lord, over on, good Lordy, over on that other shore. As I go down to the River of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul, if I could touch but just the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe, Lordy, I believe that it would make me whole. Now when I'm dead, laying in my coffin, all of my friends all gathered around, they can say that he just laying there sleeping, good Lord, sweet peace, Lord, sweet peace, his soul is found. Pilgrim and a stranger just traveling through this wearisome land, but I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not, good Lord, and it's not, not made by hand.
That was I Am a Pilgrim by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Next up is How Deep by Eliza Gilkinson. I try not to play songs over too close together, but if I really like a song, I'll put it on every month or two. And this is one of those. How Deep. What I like to do is to listen to the questions and then ask myself those questions and see how I would answer them. You know, did I dance? Did I sing? Is how it starts off. So this is How Deep.
Did I dance? Did I sing? Did I do everything I promised myself I'd try to do? Did I follow my heart, finish what I started, pay attention to the music coming through? Did I listen to the sound of the rain coming down? And most of all, how deep did I look?
Did I notice the flowers, the passing of the hours, as the moon and the sun went up and down? Did I look into her eyes, Let her see through my disguises. Did I tell her how she made my world go round? Did I thank her for her time, the way she showed me she was mine? And most of all, how deep did I love?
To be forgiven, give thanks for the roof over my head.
Did I let fly my laughter, find my way back after I wandered down the crooked path instead?
Did I make my amends with my family and my friends? Most of all, how deep did I love? Did I let my tears fall at the wonder of it all? Most of all, how deep did I love?
You just heard How Deep by Eliza Gilkinson. Next up is Red Dirt Girl by Emmylou Harris. This is a tough song about a tough life. It starts off about two redneck girls in Alabama, and you get to follow one's life if you listen closely. And the world can be an awful tough place for some people. This song catches it well. Red Dirt Girl by Emmylou Harris. Thank you.
tamarind. Yes, you tried hard to love him, but it never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. One thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, you keep on falling, cause there ain't no bottom, there ain't no wind. At least not for you. Nobody knows when she started her sketch. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to keep. But there won't be a mention in the news of the world of the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian, who never got any further across the line than in the red dirt ground.
That was Red Dirt Girl by Emmylou Harris. Next up is the first wombat of today's show. This is Albert and the Lion, which is a music hall recital, kind of a poem thing, from England. And the man reciting it is Kenneth Boulding. He's a fairly famous economist, he was. I was at a week entertainment thing, and he recited this poem. I liked it so much, I asked him to record it for me, and he did. Sent me a cassette, and this is what I got, Albert and the Lion.
By Marriott Edgar, recited by Kenneth Boulding. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, why, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with his horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, but giving a kind of a roar, he pulled Albert in the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. And Paul, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "Oh, what a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy that he's eaten?" Paul said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, what's to do? Paul said, yon lion's at Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too. Then mother said, right's right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert, and after we paid to come in. The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying, how much to settle the matter? And Paul said, what do you usually pay? The mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone, and said, no, somebody's got to be summoned. So that were decided upon. And off they went to police station in front of magistrate chap, told him what happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and said he hoped the Ram's Bottoms would have further sons to their name. And that mother got proper blazing. And thank you, sir, kindly, said she. What waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions, not me.
That was Albert and the Lion, recited by Kenneth Boulding. Next song is St. James Infirmary by the New Orleans Swamp Donkey Traditional Jazz Band. If you've ever seen in a movie the New Orleans funeral where the band marches up the street, this is the kind they march to, great big steps, and there's usually a tuba in there. So here is St. James Infirmary.
In town, yeah. I want six white mules pulling my wagon down the street, yeah. So all my boys and the swamp donkeys, they'll know I died standing fast.
St. James Infirmary by the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band. Next up is another sort of a wombat. I recorded this live at a concert. John Roberts is a well-known performer. I've seen him a number of times, and I like this particular song by him. I love the banjo in it, but I like the story too. He tells you sort of the story beforehand, and then the song gives you all the details. So this is Anderson's Coast, sung by John Roberts.
It's a song that it was written by John Warner from Sydney, and it's about convicts in what was a secondary penal colony. England sort of invented Australia to send convicts to because America hadn't worked out too well. And if they were bad when they got there, they were sent to a couple of the really nasty penal colonies, one of them on Van Diemen's Land. Another one, I think, was Morton's Bay. And these were places where if you escaped or if you did something bad again, then the punishment was execution. So these fellas stole a boat and decided to sail it to mainland Australia from Van Diemen's Land, which is Tasmania now. And it's a 90-mile trip across some of the roughest water in the world. It's very rocky, it's narrow. The whole Pacific Ocean keeps coming through there, you know, with the tides, so it's extremely, the currents are very bad, and of course they wreck the boat and then they can't ask for help. Nice thing about the song, it's almost all chorus. Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate and watch the moon, the lonely moon, light the breakers on wild Bass Strait. Bass Strait is the strait between Victoria down there in Australia and Tasmania. Or would it be New South Wales? Straight roars like a great mill race, and where are you, my Annie? And the same moon shines on this distant place, shone that night on my Annie's face. And Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, light the breakers of wild Bass Strait. We stole a vessel and all her gear, and where are you, my Annie? And from Van Diemen's north did steer to Bass Strait's wild waves. They wrecked us here, and Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, lonely moon, like the breakers of wild Bass Strait. A mile inland as our path was laid, and where are you, my Annie? We found a government stockade, long deserted, but stoutly made. And Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers on wild Bass Strait. Somewhere's west, Port Melbourne lies. And where are you, my Annie? Through swamps infested with snakes and flies. And the fool who walks there, the fool he dies. Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers of wild Bass Strait. We hail no ships, though time is rare. chain gang roll and government rights, they mark us out as Van Diemen's lives. And he did. Don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers of wine past strain. We fled the lash and the chafing chain, and where are you, my Annie? We fled starvation and brutal pain, but here we are and here remain. Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers on wild bass.
You just heard Anderson's Coast, sung by John Roberts. The next song is American Stranger by Happy Traum. It too tells the story. I'll let you figure out what's going on here.
To this country from America I came. No one here that knows me yet can tell my name. I landed in this country to wander for a while. Far from my bonnie darling, I'm many a weary mile. I travel this country both early and late. Trials have been many and my hardships have been great. I courted a bonnie lass, but she jilted me right plain. Oft times she has denied me, but I'll try her again. Some say I'm rakish, some say that I am wild. Some say I am guilty, the lass is to beguile. But I'll prove them lying folk if you come along with me and be my lovely darling on the plains of America. Compliments to Nancy who lives on yonder hill. Likewise unto Betsy, she's a lass I like full well. I would give my love to Maggie, she's my heart's delight. I could roll her in my arm for a year long winter's night. For the ship that's on the salt, salt sea may sail without a sail. The little wee-wee fishes grow until they turn into muckle whales. In the middle of the ocean they may grow a rowan tree. Before that I prove false to her that's given her love to me. Send me word, my darling, and westward I will sail. On a packet out of Leith, my dear, with a swift and a pleasant gale. And when that I am landed, you'll plight your troth with me, and we'll sing and dance together on the plains of America.
That was American Stranger by Happy Traum. The next song is Chicken Truck by John Anderson. And this poor truck driver got stuck behind a chicken truck.
Well, it was morning when I left Alabama. And it must have been around in mid-July. I got behind a chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield, and the further I go, the harder it gets to see. I say, yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Oh, well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. When he was eating fried chicken and a throwing the bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck on Highway 65. Yeah. Well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
That was Chicken Truck by John Anderson. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And each week I put on songs I think are special. The next song is Money for Nothing by a rock band, Dire Straits. This is a live recording from the Live Aid concert. And there were 72,000 people there at the concert at Wembley Stadium in London. And then there were 1.5 billion people watching this concert on TV, including me. So imagine that they're all there waiting, and Sting joins the band. And he's out there, and all he's singing is, I want my MTV. And he repeats this over a number of times. And then this drum erupts in the middle of it, and that starts the song. And then the guitar riff that's in here, probably one of the best-known guitar riffs in all of rock music, comes in and just takes over. It's an experience. So this is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits with Sting.
Thank you.
Dire Straits, with Sting joining them for the Live Aid concert. Performing Money for Nothing. The next song is Oh Darlin' by the O'Kanes.
Oh,
I still look the way I look. I still talk the way I talk. I still dress the way I dress. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, I still think of what I think. I still do what I do. I still am what I am. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, I still love what I love. I still want what I want. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, darling. Oh,
you just heard Oh Darlin' by the O'Kanes. And the last song on the show today is Give Me Just a Little More Time by a group called The Finest Kind. And I think I've seen this group live, and their harmony is just enchanting. I could listen to them forever. This is Finest Kind with Give Me Just a Little More Time.
I'm busy every day as I travel on my way to the city far beyond the sky. And there's not a doubt the time is running out and the harvest is drawing nigh. Gonna need a little time to gather in the grain before I leave this world behind. I'm ready
when you call me Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Give me just a little more time.
Give me just a little more time.
So many precious souls are lost in sin. So many may be left behind. I've got a lot of things I need to do before I leave this earthly clime.
I'm ready when you call me Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Need a little time to labor for the Lord before the final judgment day. I need a little time to preach His holy word to the sinner man along life's way. Every moment that I have to tarry here below, I will try to make my lamp to shine.
I'm ready when you call me Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Give me just a little more time.
Give me just a little more time.
So many precious souls are lost in sin. So many may be left behind. I've got a lot of things I need to do before I leave this earthly clime.
I'm ready when you call me Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Give me just a little more.
Give me just time.
Give me just a little more
time.
So many precious souls are lost in sin. So many may be left behind. I've got a lot of things I need to do before I leave this earthly clime. I'm ready
when you call me Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Said I'm
ready when you call me Lord, but give me just a little more time.
Give me just a little more time, sung by a group called The Finest Kind. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. That's my chance each week to play songs I think are special and occasionally put in oddball things, and I call them wombats. And today's wombat was Kenneth Boulding reciting Albert and the Lion. And that's an example of the kind of thing that used to be done in English music halls, and there are quite a few of them out there, and I'll have to put another one on in the near future. And now we're approaching the end of the show, and I have this ending that I've been using for years. I put it every week, and I get you to join me, and so I have fun with it. I tell you, it's audience participation time. You ready? Yeah, I'm going to ask you now, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.